ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet.
Panelists tonight include Joshua Cosman of the San Francisco Chronicle, as well as Jerry Nachman, author, acclaimed author, and the still panting Dana Rodriguez is your host. All yours, Dana.
All right. You don't know why I'm panting. Anyway, welcome
I want to know.
Okay, good. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant week and are looking forward to the 4th of July. We certainly are here. And because Josh, he relishes the opportunity to hear the 1812 Overture yet again.
Stick.
We'd like to, I think.
Yeah.
And as I said, Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so we hope you will take the time out to participate with us. That's very, very important. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And we'll be covering current events, movies, history, and literature, geography, and just about everything else. We're going to start with a round of introductions, then a round of questions. I do want to remind you that our email address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Again, it's great to hear from you, so feel free to email us anytime. That's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the known world just by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. If you'd like a podcast of this show, God willing, it will be available afterwards. And also, you can get that by going to kalw.org. So, as I said before, we're going to start with a round of introductions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman has spent the week searching for a new car and will give you his decision after he talks to the manager. So what's it going to take to get you to drive off the lot in this beauty today?
That's a copyrighted line.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I want to work with you.
I do.
Yeah,
I
do. Yeah, okay.
And we're willing to listen to any reasonable offer you
I didn't hear that yet.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Okay. It's already July, and Joshua Cosman is still writing June 31st on his checks.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is far too important and busy to write his own introductions, so he leaves it to his fellow panelists to ad-lib them, which we do, without complaint.
All right. Good job. And so we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, now, I have a feeling that you have asked this question. I realized that as I was looking at it again. But so you need to be a gent enough to recuse yourself if...
If I've heard it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Who was, and one guess each, who was Time's Person of the Century in 1999? Time magazine.
I don't know if I asked it. I think I have heard it before, but I don't remember the answer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. One guess each.
I think I want to say Einstein.
Well, you want to say right. Very good.
Makes sense.
Excellent.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
I'll take a bell for that.
Now, I would have thought, you know, Churchill, but anyway. Okay, I'll give you another quickie here. In what American film was nudity first shown?
How much nudity?
Major film. You know, who knows what was going on in the sidelines.
That's a toughie because, I don't know. Total nudity?
I didn't say. I don't know.
Well, is it a feature film?
Yes. Okay. It's a feature. Well-known film.
Well-known film.
Yeah.
Total nudity.
In fact, it's a classic.
Classic. It's an American film.
Yeah. Yeah, I said American film. Yeah, I think I said.
All right.
I doubt if it was, you know, total full frontal nudity, but it was...
There was a naked person.
A naked person.
Right,
yeah,
there on,
yeah,
the screen.
Some, yes. Possibly half a naked person. Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay. I mean, my first thought is maybe one of the DeMille, like, Sign of the Cross or something. We don't have, they're always having their orgies in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Pre-codes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, we can think about
it. Okay, all right. Read the question once more, please.
In what American film, major American film, a classic, was nudity first shown?
Okay, and Josh, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. you're all familiar with Dr. Seuss' classic Green Eggs and Ham, and you know that every word in that book is one syllable long with one exception. What's the only multisyllabic word to be found in Green Eggs and Ham?
That's a good question. And I, having never read it, I don't think I can make an intelligent guess, but I'll do one anyway. Well, I don't even know. What is the plot?
The plot is there's a guy named Sam I Am.
There's no nudity.
He's trying to get the narrator to eat green eggs and ham.
Okay, that's it. Okay, yeah. Well.
Would you eat them with a fox? Would you eat them in a box?
Right, yes.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
How about Sam I Am? How about dinner?
Dinner is a good guess, but it is not correct.
Okay.
I have to think about that.
Okay.
Read the question once more, please.
Every word in green eggs and ham is one syllable long with one exception. What is the only polysyllabic word? And by polysyllabic, I mean at least two.
I was about to ask if it was a common word, but of course it's a common word because it's in the children's
book. By definition.
So, yes.
And Sam I Am is not the answer. Sam I Am is three, one syllable.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Hyphenated, yeah.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Has it been answered yet about the nudity in the film?
No, you're the first one.
All right. I have two guesses. Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, which I've never seen.
No.
That's wrong. If that's wrong, may I guess one more time?
No, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Wasn't there another film I've never seen? I Am Curious Yellow. Does that have anything?
Well, that's a Swedish film anyway, but no, that's not it.
It was earlier
than those two, yeah.
Okay, and is the polysyllabic word brother?
It is not druther.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, good.
How about breakfast?
Not breakfast.
Okay.
All right. Oh, by the way, the number to join us here with a question or answer is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, if you'd like to join us, 415-841-4134. Okay. So, according to a survey that was done by Cornell University and with Flickr, you know, which is the photo sharing thing, they did a survey and they came to the conclusion that the most photographed building in the United States was what? What is the single most photographed building, not over history, but over, in lately, as in the last couple of years, in the United States?
I'm going to guess the White House.
No.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Okay.
But that's a good guess, obvious guess. But is it in Washington?
No. It is not in Washington.
Uh-huh, okay.
I'm going to give you that.
Good, thank you. That's very generous. You don't usually go that far.
It was very generous.
It's a rare moment, folks.
Yes.
Most photographs. Oh.
And it is a building.
It is a building, not a tower or anything like that.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know right now.
Okay. So according to a survey done by Cornell University with the help of Flickr, what is the single most photographed building in the United States?
Huh. Another one of those, how do they know?
Well,
they keep
you get a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
You can work with, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'll go to another one here. All right, and Josh may.
I thought you were
going to
ask the least photographed.
No.
My house.
No.
Okay.
What? And you have to get both these, okay, to get credit. What are the two most common last names in the U.S. that were also first names for a U.S. president?
Wow.
James.
You have to get both of them.
Oh, James and Richard.
No,
because James Richard certainly isn't the last
Richard,
name, and James
Richard.
Is neither. So,
last name.
Last name of a president.
Oh, I think right,
let me,
no, first
no. Let me go over the question again. Okay.
Yeah, try it again.
What are the two most common last names in the U.S. That were also first names for a U.S. president?
Oh.
Hmm. So, like, if Millard were a more common...
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to get both of them to get credit.
Yes. All right.
Read it one more time.
All right.
One.
Okay. No problem. Sure. Okay. What are the two most common last names, surnames, in the United States that were also the first names for a U.S. president?
Franklin.
No. Okay. And you have to get both of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, all right.
But that's neither one.
That's not one of them? Oh, that's the one I was working on.
Yeah. All right. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Huh.
It's not Millard, I don't believe.
No.
All right, just to repeat the first question again. What is the single most photographed building in the United States, according to a survey done through Cornell University and Flickr? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, it's speaking.
Hi.
I think what we're talking about is the Empire State Building. For the building, maybe?
No.
Okay. How about this? I think I have a partial answer to the nudity.
You got
all right.
I think it was partial Hedy answer Lamar. To the partial.
What?
Hedy Lamarr in a film that I don't
know. Oh, she's thinking yeah. Ecstasy.
Yeah, that was no, my first thought, too.
It's before that.
Oh, is it really?
I think it's before.
But that's not an American movie. That's a Czech film.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good guess, though, because, you know, it's a well-known scene.
Thank you, though.
I'm trying.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's the famous milk bath scene?
No. That's the milk bath scene is actually in the movie I mentioned, Sign of the Cross, that Claudette Colbert takes.
Okay, all right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. The green eggs and ham, would it be anywhere?
That is correct.
Oh, good job.
Well done.
Good job.
I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere.
That's something you could only know if you recently read it to a child.
I thought you said it was two syllables. Though.
No, I said it was more than one syllable.
Okay. Okay. I'm being picky.
Yes. Next you won't get far with me.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. They just got the answer anywhere.
Oh, okay. We'll give you credit for that. Thanks a lot. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. who's People Magazine's oldest ever Sexiest Man Alive cover?
You mean at the time they were made the sexiest?
Yeah. It was 1959, I can tell you. Oh, the person was 59. He or she was 59. So I'll give you a couple of guesses.
I want to say Harrison Ford.
No?
That's good. That's good.
Or Sean Connery. Those are my guesses.
Yeah, Sean Connery, is it?
Okay. I'm sorry. I stopped
right.
on that.
That's all right. No,
that's all right.
The idea is to guess it.
Yeah, all
right. All right. Give me something else.
All right. What famous 50s pop singer was born Nancy Peck, P-E-C-K? And the story is that she was talked into changing her name because it was felt that nobody named Peck could ever become... well-known.
Johnny Ray.
What?
Johnny Ray.
No.
So...
What famous 50s pop singer was born Nancy Peck? And, second part, who was born Stanley Ann Dunham? D-U-N-H-A-M.
Well, I know who that is. That's Barack Obama's mother.
That's right. That's the easier one. Okay.
Nancy Peck. Is this person still alive, Jerry?
No.
Okay.
50s. Is it in fact a woman, Nancy Peck?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I thought if you were pairing it with the Stanley question.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a well-known pop singer.
Yeah, very well-known.
Very well-known.
Petula Clark.
She's still alive.
She's not 50.
You said she's not, all right.
50s.
But other than that, it was a good guess.
Yeah.
She's
American.
Teresa Brewer.
No, that's a good guess. You're in the right ballpark.
The Singing Rage, Patti Page.
No.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
I was going to answer for the nudity question, the movie King Kong with Faye Ray. It was cut after the code, but there was a nude scene of her swimming.
That's very good.
No, that's not the answer I have. What year was King Kong?
33.
No.
Okay.
So
that's an informed guess.
That reminded me of something. Maybe I can take one guess here.
Okay.
In Tarzan and His Mate, there was Maureen O'Sullivan, yeah. And she actually was swimming in the nude, supposedly.
I'll have to go check that out. No.
I'm sure you will.
No, that was not her.
Okay. Was it Maureen O'Sullivan at all?
No, not at all.
All right.
Not anywhere.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
San Mateo.
Hello.
Got a couple questions.
Yes.
Of course, you know that the guy who played Robbie on My Three Sons just died.
Who played?
You know, Doc Grady.
Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You named the show he and the first third, the original third son appeared in? What show they previously appeared in, though in different segments?
Ian who?
Say, start that over. I didn't get
it. Well, you know the Don Grady and Tim Considine, they appeared on My Three Sons, but they actually did another show earlier.
Oh, really?
It was for Disney.
Oh, Tim Considine, he was it's like Spin and Marty or something.
Yes. Right? What did Don Grady do?
Don't know.
You don't know?
No.
I'll give you a clue. It has something to do with the show that Spin and Marty was on.
Can't go any further than that.
You can't? You don't
no.
know?
Nope.
Spin and Marty was a segment at the Mickey Mouse Club. Doc Grady was one of the Rasketeers.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Here's one for a question for Josh.
Okay.
Herschel Burt Gilbert, you know, the guy who composed the theme for The Wife, but he was the musical director for Four Star Productions. He studied with a confidant, Leonard Bernstein. You know who it was?
Ask me again, Garrett, one more time.
Slow it down a bit.
Well, Herschel Burt Gilbert, though, studied with a confidant of Leonard Bernstein. You know who it was?
Who was the confidant?
Yeah, composer confidant of Leonard Bernstein.
I don't.
You don't know?
No.
You don't know?
Michael Tilson Thomas.
No.
I was going to say that.
I don't know.
I'll give you a clue. He was German Jewish.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down.
It's every other composer.
Yeah. LF.
Lucas Foss.
Yes, give yourself a bell.
Well, I get half a bell.
Yeah.
Good, thanks.
Yeah.
And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay, what are the alphabetically first and last Best Picture Oscar winners?
Z?
Z did not win an Oscar for Best Picture.
Okay. First and last. Can you give me a decade?
No, I don't think so.
Alphabetically first.
It's not going to help you.
Zabriskie Point didn't win anything, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right. Can you tell me what letters they actually are?
No.
No, he shouldn't do that.
It's not that big of... Come
I
on.
Know, but it cuts down my...
This is not a hard question.
My computing time.
I asked myself this question this afternoon, and I got one of them right away, and the other one...
The A part is difficult. The Z... Zulu never won.
No, Zulu didn't win. it's not necessarily a Z either.
No, I know.
Oh, the great... No, I can't say the great Ziegfeld.
No.
That did win Best Picture.
Yep.
But that didn't start with Z. It starts with a G. Yeah.
Because I always just refer to it as Ziegfeld, so maybe that...
I bet you do.
Okay.
Because you guys are on a last name basis.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
There's no shame in not being able to get the answer.
Yes, there's a lot of shame.
Yeah, what are the alphabetical first and last Best Picture Oscar winners?
Okay.
I'm going to follow up. I thought you were going to get that real easy, but I...
How about As Good As It Gets?
As Good As It Gets. Did that win, really?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Nicholson won.
He won, or she won, or both.
But I don't think it. All right.
Okay.
Here's an easier one.
Yes.
What are the alphabetically first and last operas ever performed at San Francisco Opera?
Aida.
No.
It's only before Aida. Huh? First and last. How old are the operas? In other words, can you give me a century for each of them?
No.
That's really not going to help.
That's not going to help.
That's not going to help at all, really, so why not
and
just throw it in?
Because it might help in a way that's not really
okay. All right.
Cool. So I'm looking for the alphabetically first and last operas ever performed at San Francisco Opera. And the alphabetically
are these
first...
Are these operas that are well known? No.
Maybe not.
Maybe
to
not.
You.
Not as well,
well
known
not
as
just
I
to
either.
Me, but
no.
To the
oh,
general public.
Yes, they are well known. I'll give you a clue. Okay. One of them has been performed. One of them was only performed for the first time in the last 5 years.
5 years.
I'm going back to the building. Most photographed building.
Well, no, it's not. It's not Attila.
It's not Attila.
It's not Aida. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hey, did the building, most photographed building, get answered?
Not yet.
Transamerica Pyramid?
No. This is in the United States, mind you, not just San Francisco.
Right.
I was thinking of that, too, actually. But
Well, it is a very photographed building, but no, it's not
this
most.
This is such a tourist spot.
Do you take science questions?
Yeah.
So why are T cells called T cells?
Because I should know this because I have some. Let's see.
Is it? It's something that starts with trans. It's trans.
No,
no it's
transmitter.
Not.
No, transgender.
No,
transamerica.
I'm just flailing.
No, we don't know.
We don't know. We should know.
Well, we'll leave it out there.
Okay. Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
The machine calling early and often. Most photographed building, Independence Hall?
No.
Okay. The movie with nudity, I'm wondering if Greed might have had some nudity in it.
That's not the first. No, it may have.
Maybe but in
that,
the...
Yeah, that's...
Maybe
before,
in the...
Before that. That was early.
Maybe in the 16-hour version. That was.
no, that's interesting, yes, yeah.
But no.
All right, thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you guys today, but I have a question of my own, if that's okay.
Okay.
What was the largest standing army at the end of the Second World War?
What country had the largest standing army at
That's
the end
right.
of the Second World War? Well, your natural inclination would be to say the Soviet Union.
That would be my guess. So it's a trick question. It's Bolivia. And they sail it on Lake Titicaca.
No. But it may well have been China.
You're getting warmer, but not there yet.
Oh, it must be Japan then.
Nope.
Oh, not China, not Japan, and not the Soviet Union.
No, this was at the time of the Second World War, there were a couple of countries that got effectively co-opted into the war. And one of them happened to be India.
Oh,
interesting.
And the Indian Army actually had 7.5 million men serving in the war. And that's a very little known fact, unfortunately, for the Indian Army.
Hmm. Well,
they fought in all theaters of the war. You name it, Europe, Asia, Africa, all of these theaters. And there's so little known about the amount the Indian Army ever contributed that they contributed to this war.
Well, thank you very much.
That's good to
know.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Good. Hold on a second.
Yes.
I'm going to make a guess on the president's
names. Okay, go ahead.
Because I've got one that I like a lot and one that I'm going to say Martin Van Buren is certainly one, and my second guess is Thomas of Thomas Jefferson.
You're right.
Yes.
Excellent.
You got them both. Good job.
Good.
Yes, Thomas and Martin are the two most common last names that were also first names for a U.S. president. So very good.
Good.
Very good. Okay. All right. Continuing with surnames, what surname is highest on the list of the most common surnames in the U.S.? Or what? Let me rephrase that. What non-Western surname is highest on the list of the most common surnames in this country? What non-Western?
What would be the definition of non-Western?
That means not from Europe, not from Latin America, not from...
Well, I'd say Lee.
Not your typical, Caucasian, Western,
Got
Westernized
it.
Name.
Lee?
Lee is a good guess.
No.
And if it's not Lee, I'm going Park.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Wang or Wong.
No.
Okay. Kim.
No.
Okay.
I'm done.
So, what non-Western surname, means not coming from a Europe or a Latin America or anything like that, mm-hmm. is highest on the list in the U.S. Of the most common surnames? So, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, I have a guess for the most photographed building.
Yes.
Is it the Seattle Space Needle?
No, that is in the top 15, I believe. Definitely. If I remember looking at the list, but no, it is not the most common.
Okay, that's all I have.
Well, thank you.
The Alamo is not a building, is it?
It's a building. We accept that. No, it's not the Alamo. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. You are listening to our panel tonight, which consists of Jerry Nachman, a well-known Bay Area author. He's working on a new book, but his last book was right here in our stage tonight, Ed Sullivan's America. I'm personally responsible for the sales of seven of them.
Yeah.
And, of course, Joshua Cosman writes beautifully about classical music for the San Francisco Chronicle. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And we are almost halfway through, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet.
Okay, Jay. What famous 1950s pop singer was born, Nancy Peck, very popular singer of the era. In what major American film, a classic, was nudity first shown?
Do you want to give us any sort of hint on that?
What?
Do you want to give us any kind of hint on that? Like a decade, maybe? What do you know?
Well, I'll just say it's earlier than any of the guesses.
Is it Birth of a Nation?
No. That's a good guess.
But I mean, that's not a laughable guess, in other words.
No, that's a good guess.
But you're telling us it was a feature film, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was some nudity in the first version of Ben-Hur.
No.
25, I think.
It's not Ben-Hur.
Was it before that?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. All right. And was that it for you, Jerry?
I think that is it.
Okay, Josh?
I'm looking for the alphabetically first and last Best Picture Oscar winners and the alphabetically first and last operas ever performed at San Francisco Opera, one of the two of which was performed there for the first time within the last 5 years.
So, all right. What is the single most photographed building in the United States? This was discovered by a survey done by Cornell University and Flickr. And tell me what individual building that is. And second question, what non-Western surname, it's not European in origin or Latin American, you know, is highest on the list of the common surnames in the U.S., the most common surnames. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Kevin in Los Angeles.
Hi, Kevin.
A couple questions.
Yes.
And a couple answers, and then I have a question or two for you guys.
You mean a couple of guesses.
Yeah, a couple guesses.
All right.
But first, in Tarzan and His Mate, that's not Maureen O'Sullivan. It's a body double.
Okay.
In the water. Yeah. So I throw that out there.
But she looked very nude, though, just the same.
She did.
Really?
Yes.
Well, from the backside. Right.
Yeah, but that's all that counts.
So I have a question on for Joshua. Do I have to guess for the alphabetical movie? Do I have to guess a first and a last movie, or just one of them?
One is fine. I'm not like Dana.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's maybe something that starts with like a space something or other. But the highest I could think of was All About Eve.
That is correct.
Oh,
give John a bell. Well done.
That was an opera?
No, that's the alphabetically, that's the first alphabetically...
Movie, I'm sorry, I'm getting your questions mixed up. Okay.
Well done, yes.
Okay.
But I still think there's got to be some movie that starts with A space, like with the article A at the front, but I don't know.
But there isn't.
Okay, so
I mean, they're not among the best, yeah.
A happened one night.
No. A lost weekend.
So for the most photographed building, I'm going to guess Cinderella's Castle.
You're right. It is Cinderella's Castle, Disneyland.
Where, wow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
That's great.
Did you look that up, caller?
Good job.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're you know, adding together what's in Florida and what's in California.
I think they are. But I'm not absolutely sure about that, but I think they are.
That's kind of a cheat. My second guess was going to be Graceland, so I don't know. I thought it would be a tourist thing. Anyway, okay, so here's my questions for you.
All right. Well, before you give me your questions, I've been asked by our board op say compliment you on your line quality, not your line reading quality. I mean your line quality. And are you calling on a regular old phone or what?
Nope. It's Skype.
Skype.
Oh,
Skype. Okay, that's a thumbs up. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so. Joshua, if you'll give the other two a chance to guess first.
I sure will.
I think you might get this one.
Yes, give us a chance.
Who are Ralph Hutter and Florian Schneider?
Give the names once more, please.
Ralph, R-A-L-F, Hutter, H-U with an umlaut, T-T-E-R, and Florian Schneider.
Florian, I think he said Fraulein. There's a who was in Cabaret, character in Cabaret.
They're both men.
Yeah, okay.
And they're characters in an opera?
No, they're not. Joshua, do you know?
No, it's drag. You say Ralph or Rolf?
Ralph.
Ralph. No, it's
they're just, real people.
Yeah, it's just right at the edge of my consciousness. I can't place them.
Give us some kind
are
of...
Are they musical performers? Is that why you think I would know them?
That's why I...
Yeah.
For 1 second.
Mm. Florian.
Are they real names for somebody?
They're German. Yes, they're real names. They're their real names.
But I mean, are they first?
I think what Dan is asking is this, like, you know, the birth names of Siegfried and Roy or something.
No. These are those names. Yeah.
Hmm.
They've been around since 1970.
Yeah.
They've been around since 1970.
Yeah, it's ringing a vague bell, but nothing's coming.
Okay, can I give you another one then?
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll leave that out there for the audience.
Go ahead.
Okay. Who are Bernie Church? And that's spelled like the word church, but with an S in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Andres Bussard and Floriana Frasetto. And I'll give you a clue. They freaked out a whole generation of kids with their appearance on The Muppet Show in the 70s.
Is this like Blue Man Group or something?
Like Blue Man Group.
It is Blue Man Group?
No. It's like them.
It's like them, but it's not Blue Man Group.
In the 70s.
So who was... What kind of thing like that would be around in the 70s? Not that. A name. Did you say they were on The Muppet Show?
Yeah.
They were on The Muppet Show.
Why don't I leave them at the board ops so that other people can call me?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Ken.
I'll see you next week, and I'll hold.
All right. We'll put you on hold. Ready? Okay. In the meantime, Jerry, you go ahead.
Okay. Who is the only Playmate of the Year to also make the cover of Rolling Stone?
Playmate of the Year?
Yeah.
I would guess it would be Jenny McCarthy.
Very good. Very good.
Good.
I know my naked blondes.
Yeah, I barely know who she is, but that's very good. Okay.
All right, good.
All right. Dana, I have to recuse you definitely from this one. What is the first CinemaScope feature film? What was the first CinemaScope feature film?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm clueless, and he knows it just like that. So.
I know, but he's going to have to sit still then.
I'm not even going to be able to make a guess. Let's leave it for the listeners.
As he would say, let's leave that for the listeners.
Let's leave it.
Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah. This is David from Oakland.
Hi.
Question for you.
Yes.
There's only one film, major theatrical Hollywood film, that's ever been released that's had the same word appear four times in the title. You know what it is?
Oh, gee. Okay, go ahead.
It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Very good.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know that was the only one, but when you said it, I thought, well, there's one. That's the only one, huh?
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
Good.
Good question. Thank you.
I have one more if you have time for
me. All right, go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. There are five people who are best known as actors who have all won Oscars for directing but never for acting.
Mm.
Woody Allen would be one, I'm sure.
I wouldn't say he's best known as a director, as an actor. They're all best known as film actors.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And they've never won an Oscar for acting, but they have one for directing.
Oh. Wow. Five?
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty is one.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
I mean, Clint Eastwood is...
Clint Eastwood.
You counting him as better known as an... I guess he's better known as an actor.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
That's good. How many are there?
Five.
Okay.
And the other three, even more so than Eastwood, are just really almost virtually known as actors, not directors.
And yet they're...
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good question.
How far back are we going?
The first one actually was in the 80s. It's a relatively recent phenomenon.
Okay.
Very, very early 80s. But...
After. Sean Penn didn't win an Oscar for directing, did he?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Huh.
George Clooney, did he win for... No, he produced...
No, right.
Thank you. And good night or whatever.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. Good night and good luck. Right?
Yeah. Right. You better fill
all
us
right,
in.
Yeah.
Well, Robert Redford.
Oh, of course.
Who won for Ordinary People?
Good. Oh, right.
Kevin Costner.
Good.
For Dances with Wolves, right. And Mel Gibson for Braveheart.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
excellent.
Very. It's a very good question.
Very
excellent
good question.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Have
good night. Good night.
And Josh, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. So here's a question from my friend Ken in Brooklyn, who feeds me questions in advance. In 1938, a 9-year-old boy named Milton Sirota invented a word that everybody knows. If I asked anyone to spell it, you could do it, but you would almost certainly provide a different spelling of a different, though related, word. Do you know what it is?
I don't get the question.
Okay,
try again.
In 1938, a 9-year-old boy named Milton Sirota invented a word that is still in use today, and you know it, and you could spell it, but if I asked you, if I said to you, hey, how would you spell this word, you would give me a different spelling of a different word that sounds the same, because it's much...
Mm. Holy cow.
But to say what the word means would give it away?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us how many letters it has?
Six.
And it's spelled differently.
It's spelled differently. It's a word. In other words, it's now come to this. There's a new and more common usage that has crowded out the original usage. Is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, gee.
I don't know if that's enough to
too good a question. Too good a question.
someone out there may know who Milton Sirota was.
Well, yeah.
The 9-year-old boy who came up with this.
Did
word.
Did he go on to do anything?
No.
Okay.
No, he's. That's his claim to fame.
It's all downhill.
He peaked at 9.
Okay.
And, well, let's leave it out there, see if somebody knows it.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter at area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Welding in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
Hi, with regards to photography, there are three world location cities. Can you name them in any order of the most photographed of this globe's cities?
Paris.
Okay.
Paris. Paris, London... And
Orlando,
San Francisco.
One of them, actually, two of those are right. New York and, or excuse me, London, San Francisco are right, and I gave you the third, New York.
All right.
All right.
That's interesting, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. I've got an answer and another question.
Okay.
The caller asked what are T cells named for?
Yes.
They are thymus-derived lymphocytes. The T is for thymus.
Mm. Thank you. I very much appreciate you doing that because I should have known that and I didn't.
Okay. The better question is, what are B cells named for, the other kind of lymphocyte?
B as in boy?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
B as in boy. B cells.
Come on, Danny.
No. No. We don't know, but you should tell us.
Okay. Everyone thinks it's bone marrow, but it's bursa.
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 That's part of the bone where they come from, as in bursitis.
I was going to say that's what acts up when you get bursitis.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. And this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. Please give us a call if you'd like at 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's see. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. You know, I have a question about Dante's Inferno, but I'm not sure we have enough time. Do you know very much about Dante's Inferno?
No, but try me anyway.
No, it's too involved. I'll save it. I won't be here next week. I know. I'll save it for next time you come back.
Okay.
In the meantime, you can study.
All right.
Why don't you think I know anything about Dante's Inferno? Do you know about Dante's Inferno?
Oh, no.
Okay. It's kind of involved, so we probably don't have
I know who wrote it.
Yeah.
Ask Lori. He'll know it.
Yeah, right. So, the Big Ben Clock Tower is to be renamed. Did you read that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to recuse you.
I'm recusing myself.
All right.
I read it, too, but I don't remember. What is it going to be named?
What is the new name going to be? I thought you didn't read past the first paragraph. Well, I guess that wasn't the first paragraph, was it?
I don't know.
All right. I'll leave it out.
Big boy.
Bob's big boy. So the Big Ben Clock Tower
Why? That's such a great name.
Houses the Parliament.
Why are they renaming it?
If you ask yourself that question, you will come up with the answer.
So they got naming rights like, Citibank Ballpark?
Yeah, that's right.
3M Clock.
It's Costco Tower now.
Right, yes.
So it's going to be renamed Big Ben. Tell me what the new name is. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Kevin's question, I think the trio of people that he said that freaked out people on the Muppet Show, I think he's asking about Mumenschanz.
Mm. Well, I guess that makes a certain amount of sense.
Something like that.
Evil puppets.
Is that correct? That is correct. Okay, good job.
Non-Western common name. How about Chang?
No.
Okay. The invented word, Josh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Google.
That is correct.
Oh, I see.
It was initially G-O-O-G-O-L.
That is right.
And it was supposed to denote like a...
6 million zeros. Yeah, whatever.
Like, yeah, no. 100 zeros.
One with 100 zeros. 100
zeros.
Yeah. Okay. It's 10 to the hundredth.
And last alphabetical best picture, how about You Can't Take It With You?
Excellent. Well done.
Very good.
Good job. Good.
I'm having dinner. See you, folks.
Wait, what about the operas? I was counting on you for the operas.
Well, since it wasn't Aida.
No, it's before Aida.
I'm out.
Okay.
All right.
But I think I'll go on this streak and... call it a night.
All right. All right. Well done.
Bye-bye.
Absalom, Absalom.
I knew it was the letter U, the word U, but I couldn't think of a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For the first nudity film, could it be DeMille's Cleopatra?
No. Dana suggested DeMille, but it's not a DeMille film.
All right. And for Oscar-winning alphabetical films, I think we're getting A Beautiful Mind.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, see.
You're right.
Wait a minute. Did that win Best Picture? Or I know it won Best Actor.
Yes.
It did win Best Picture, yep. Didn't it? Oh, boy. I don't know how I got that wrong.
What did you
think? Thanks. I had All About Eve.
Josh.
Oh, I feel ashamed.
Josh.
You're right. A Beautiful Mind.
Okay, well.
Good job.
Happens to the best of them, Josh.
Thanks.
And Big Ben is not a clock tower. It's the bell.
Right. Well, okay. So I should say the building in which Big Ben is housed has been given a...
Oh, but the clock will still be called Big Ben?
It's going to be Big Liz.
Yes. It's going to be called Elizabeth Tower after Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, terrible.
Hey, that's the queen you're talking
about. The queen.
I know. I like the queen. I'm
Hello.
I think only good things about the queen, but that's a lousy name for a...
Oh, well. Was that it? I'm sorry. Anything else?
Oh, question.
Okay.
Yeah. We just celebrated the 75th anniversary of the completion of the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm-hmm. Why are we not gearing up for the 75th anniversary of the Oakland Bay Bridge?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
Good question.
Because it's over.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It was last November.
Yeah, it was first.
Yep.
Well, they hardly did anything.
I know. Such a great bridge.
I know.
Unfair.
All right. Thanks a lot.
If they'd only painted it a weird color, it would be just as famous as Golden Gate.
Mm-hmm.
And next quote. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
So, the first CinemaScope movie, The Robe?
Correct.
Yep.
1953. Very good.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's all I got left.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I'm quitting while I'm ahead because both of my answers got taken.
Oh.
Sorry.
So, which two did you have?
I had Google, and I was going to say the Queen's Tower. I knew I had heard something, and I thought the name was terrible. Just had no resonance at all.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, thank
Enjoy
you.
The show.
All right.
So why is it called Big Ben?
After Sir Benjamin Hall, who is
who is he?
Man who designed the clock, I believe, right?
Ah.
I think he was the man who designed the clock.
That's an equally good question.
Right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I think I have a guess for the opera question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the last one, the last one, Xerxes by Xerxes. Handel?
That's exactly right. Ooh, it was just done this year.
Yeah. Yep, and it was great.
Wasn't it terrific?
The first is harder, but I'm going to say The Abduction from the Seraglio.
Oh, that's very good. I didn't find that because it's listed in the roster under its German name, which would be Die Entführung. But you're right. If you take the English title, that would be before mine. So I'll give you an English bell.
Okay, good enough.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Good. But I'll still look for the alphabetically first opera if we go by original language titles, which is after Abduction but before Aida.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it's a late 19th century Italian opera.
Hmm. And, okay. Jerry, do you have anything?
No. Oh, quickie. I've given you all my best shots. Let's see. All right, well, this is a quickie. How old was the longest recorded living person in history?
Oh. Methuselah lived 900 years.
That's not, well, yes, he did.
I know that Gershwin song, too.
Yeah. I was hoping you would come in with the next line.
I got it.
Let's see. In recorded history. Okay. This is not a biblical character.
No, no, it's a real person. It's not that long ago.
Right. There's somebody in Japan, I think.
No.
Not Japan. I will say 116.
No.
Okay.
Josh, you got a guess?
No. I'm correcting the record.
Okay.
All right.
The opera that I said was a late 19th century opera was premiered in 1902. My bad.
Okay.
All right.
That's two bads in one night.
Mm-hmm.
And
one more and you're off the show.
Yeah.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey, good.
So, you know, do you think maybe they have seen the God's Particle? I am very, very
skeptical. I don't think they will ever find it. But why do they call it the God particle?
The God particle.
The God particle.
Because it's supposed to explain everything. It's supposed to explain everything.
I think.
No.
Like the string theory.
For a specific reason, it describes one of our characteristics, whether you're an atom or a quark or a human being. It gives you certain value.
It describes why there's mass, isn't it? Isn't that right?
That's right.
The Higgs boson?
Excellent,
that's
my
right,
boy.
Exactly.
But I don't know why, but that doesn't explain why it's called the God
it
particle.
It assigns mass to everything that exists in the universe, whether you're
everything.
An elephant or an atom or a human being.
Very good.
Okay, one last thing. If you can just mention the three main characters in Aida. Who was Aida? And the two main characters after that. Who was Aida?
Who is Aida? Aida is the Ethiopian princess who's a slave in the court of Egypt.
Okay, then those are the two main characters.
Well,
you
there's
the
Radames, and there's Amneris, and there's Amonasro, who's her father.
What a well-educated people. Radames, who was he?
He's the Egyptian warrior.
Captain.
Captain, there we go.
Yeah.
Boy.
Thank you very much. You're
okay,
thank you.
Bye. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, hi there. This is Ben in El Cerrito.
Hi, Ben.
I was going to do a triple threat answer, but someone stole my Momenschan's thunder. But I'm going to say that Ralph Hutter and Florian Schneider, did you get the answer for those?
No. And we're dying no.
That, those are the founders of Kraftwerk, the band.
Oh.
Otherwise known as Kraft.
You have another answer for that?
No, that's good. That's good. I feel relieved to find that out.
Yeah, the two founders, and only one of them is still in the group. And then the other answer, but this needs clarification. The first CinemaScope film?
Yes.
Was that the first CinemaScope film released?
Or the first feature film, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Released or shot?
Well, released.
I think he was probably looking for the robe. And that's my.
Oh, did that already get said?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, because I think How to Marry a Millionaire, there's like some dispute.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right.
The robe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the caller who mentioned Momenschan's might enjoy knowing that when Momenschan's played at the Golden Gate Theater, I think it was in San Francisco, when I was a very young teenager, I had the displeasure of watching one of the mimes accidentally punch one of the kids in the audience in the chest at intermission.
Oh,
total
right.
Accident. But he couldn't apologize because he was a mime.
Right.
So,
oh, that's funny. That's,
there you go.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. It's Peter in Noya Valley.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. Yeah, I know that the Big Ben has been renamed after Queen Elizabeth. I guess it's going to be popularly known as Big Betty.
Yeah. That's right. Good. I like that better.
That
I like
works.
That. Very
yeah.
Good. Very good.
Okay.
Big Beth.
Thanks a lot. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. I thought the oldest woman was a French woman who died at 122.
You got it.
Good job.
Jean Calmet, or Calmet. Yeah.
And I remember reading her obituary, and it said she gave up smoking at 115.
She died in 1997, 122 years and 164 days. Very good how anyone would remember that.
Now yeah. She's Jeanne d'Arc.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Josh, you have something short and quick?
I don't have any throwaways.
Let's see if I have any throwaways.
I have nothing but questions about the Divine Inferno.
I only have profound questions myself, so I can't throw
the Divine
away.
Comedy. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, what was the first reality TV show ever on?
Well, it depends what you mean by reality.
No, I'm not talking about a quiz show like Queen for a Day or something.
Candid Camera.
No, it's not. It wasn't a game show or a
but that's
prize
not a game show.
Show.
That was it. That's
it
reality.
Was just a show that followed people on a day to day basis in a reality kind of
Candid
way.
Candid Camera did that.
Yeah, but no,
they didn't.
Is it?
They did exactly that. They didn't follow
yeah,
them
but
day
no,
to
no.
Day.
They were following one group of people on a day to day basis. So it's a.
Is it way before the real world? I mean, I remember
yeah,
when the real world.
It's way before the real
okay,
world.
Okay, it's from your era.
When was the real world?
Started in the
20 minutes
in the
ago.
90s.
Yeah. In pop.
Like
90.
But I remember that as being, you know, maybe my 80s. First. Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting to hear because I think my answer is pretty darn good.
No, no. This is, I mean, this is a serious show that followed a group of people on a day-to-day
basis. The Louds. Family.
Yes. Oh,
the American Family.
Yeah,
very
American
good.
Family.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Good.
Okay. I like that one too.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Hi. I called a few minutes ago with the answer, Adriana Lecouvreur. Is that correct?
That is correct. Well right. done, you.
I
Thank
agree,
you.
Though, with you that The Abduction is not really the right title of that opera. And I don't believe it's been performed in English in San Francisco Opera, only in German.
I think that might be right.
So,
but
anyway, but that's a minor point.
You guys can share the bell. There's enough bells to go
right.
around.
Oh, yeah. It's not to get the bell.
No,
this
I
is,
know.
Yeah. Thank
Good,
you.
Thanks.
Oh, this is Anne in Berkeley.
Oh, thank you, Anne.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is George in the Mission.
Hi.
I think I have the answer to Nancy Peck.
Okay.
Julie London.
Very good.
Oh.
All right.
Cool. Much better name.
That's the quote of the day, because you're on a last name basis. That's too funny.
All right.
What's that?
That's the quote of the day, because you're on a last name basis.
Oh, yeah. Julie London is a
funny.
Much better. I was going to say sultry, but I didn't, because that would have given it away.
Cry Me a River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nancy Peck.
Yeah.
She definitely doesn't look like a Nancy Peck.
No. And Peck's bad girl, though, maybe. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, I was going to answer the question about the person who lived to be the oldest, 122.
Very good. Okay.
But there was a story in the Chronicle in 2006 of a woman who lived in El Salvador who was born in 1879 and just died in 2006, and they had a picture of her when she was 125.
Oh, wow. Okay, well,
She looked like she was 125.
All right.
And it was not a certified birth, but her extended family all knew the year she was born.
She didn't look a day over 123.
It's just a long time to live.
It is.
Spending a whole decade being in your hundreds, or your hundred and teens.
Mm. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, time to clean up. Jerry, what have we got?
Well, the one left that I have left is one American film, major American film, classic, with nudity first shown. Do you have a guess?
No, I got nothing.
Wings, 1927.
Really? I've seen
Wings. I don't know the movie, so
I remember that.
But Wings, 1927.
Okay.
I got nothing.
All right. What non-Western surname is highest on the list of the most common surnames in the U.S.? That's Nguyen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, Vietnamese.
I never knew how to
pronounce it. If I mispronounce it, excuse me.
I don't think that's it.
No, I don't
You don't think so?
No, I think it's...
I just looked at the list today.
No, I mean, I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh,
it?
Oh, you're probably right about that.
I think it's Win, but I'm not sure.
Win?
I think so.
Okay. Well, all right. And you're probably right. And if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight, Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Josh Cosman. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
And I've been your moderator, Dan Rodriguez. And, of course, David Latulipe and Steve Wilcott handled the board and phones. And, above all, our very deep, grateful thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. And we hope you will join us next Sunday at 7 as well. Bye-bye.
You might. It's got to be this or that.
What do we know about breast cancer prevention? On the Next Your Call, we'll talk about breast cancer and the current scientific thoughts on reducing risk. According to the Breast Cancer Fund, avoiding certain environmental toxins that show up in food and household items can be part of a prevention strategy. What else do you want to know about breast cancer research? Join us at 10 or email feedback@yourcallradio.org. What measures do you take to prevent cancer? It's Your Call with Rose Aguilar and you.
Your call tomorrow morning at 10 here on Local Public Radio, KALW, San Francisco, where 2 hours of new and classical music with your host, Sarah Cahill, is next. The time is 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
and welcome to Then and Now here on KALW. I'm Sarah Cahill, and tonight, in about half an hour, I'll be speaking by phone with Sylvia Anderson, the director of the Bay Area Summer Theater Institute, or BASATI, about its new season this summer. In the meantime, let's begin with music by